BBC News with David Legg. Forces loyal to the Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi have intensified their assault on rebel-held towns using tanks, artillery and air power. About 50 government tanks are reported to have attacked Zawiya near the capital Tripoli, from where Wira Davis reports.
We understand from at least two trusted sources inside the town of Zawiya that there has been heavy fighting in the town. One man told us by telephone there were at least 50 government tanks attacking Zawiya and there were bullets flying in all directions. The same man, a trusted BBC contact, described the town as having been torn down to ashes. Another witness from the rebel-held town just 50 kilometres to the west of Tripoli said, in his own words, Zawiya has been wiped from the earth and that several people, including children, had been killed. The Libyan government insists that its troops are not killing civilians and are only taking up defensive positions around towns like Zawiya.
In eastern Libya, pro-Gaddafi forces are reported to have shelled the oil town of Ras Lanuf. The UN Refugee Agency says hundreds of thousands of people in Ivory Coast have been displaced by the fighting between supporters of the two men claiming to be president. The UNHCR says that over the last 3 months, up to 300,000 have left their homes in Abidjan. The International Criminal Court has issued summonses for six suspects in its investigation into post-election violence in Kenya in 2008. The six are accused of murder, deportations and persecutions. Will Ross reports.
This decision means the trial of the six prominent Kenyans is now almost inevitable. It's not clear if the six Kenyans will show up at the court in The Hague. A lot is at stake. Those accused of bearing the most responsibility for the post-election violence include the son of Kenya's founding president, Uhuru Kenyatta. He's now both the deputy prime minister and the finance minister. Also to be issued with a summons is Francis Muthaura, the secretary to the cabinet and an extremely close ally of the current president, Mwai Kibaki.
The biggest insider trading trial in more than a decade has started in New York. Raj Rajaratnam, the Sri Lankan founder of the hedge fund company Galleon, is accused of making more than $45 million in illegal profits from insider information on stock market trades. Caroline Hepke reports from New York.
Sri Lankan-born Raj Rajaratnam was for a time worth more than $1 billion, a prominent hedge fund boss. But he has been accused of using well-placed contacts to cream corporate information that constitutes insider trading. The illegal tips supposedly relate to companies from IBM to Intel and Goldman Sachs. Mr. Rajaratnam denies the accusations. Over 100 potential jurors in the case appeared in court on Tuesday. The trial could mark a major shake-up in the hedge fund industry.
World news from the BBC. The world's biggest oil producer, Saudi Arabia, says world oil supplies remain sufficient to meet demand despite the loss of production caused by the crisis in Libya. Saudi oil minister Ali Al-Naimi said rising world prices were due mostly to speculation. Direct talks to try to end one of Europe's most intractable disputes are taking place between representatives of the Serbian and Kosovan governments. The negotiations in Brussels are the first between the two sides since Kosovo unilaterally broke away from Serbia 3 years ago. From Belgrade, Mark Lowen reports.
Belgrade rejects the declaration of independence of its cherished southern province, but for Kosovo its independent status is final. Now, in an effort to break the deadlock, the European Union is leading the first direct talks between the parties in Brussels, using the incentive of eventual EU membership to goad both sides towards a historic compromise. Solving the Kosovo conflict will be a long and arduous process, and while neither side will change its position on the fundamental issue of independence, success in this dialogue will go some way towards helping both Serbia and Kosovo leave their troubled past behind and move towards their goal of European integration.
Some of Brazil's biggest former football stars have played a match in Chechnya against a team captained by the controversial Chechen president Ramzan Kadyrov. Mr. Kadyrov scored twice in the match in Grozny, but his team lost 6-4 to a Brazilian All-Stars selection, including Bebeto and Romario. French police have found $25 million worth of stolen jewellery hidden in a drain outside Paris. Detectives found 19 rings and three sets of earrings concealed in a plastic container set into a cement mould at a house outside the French capital. Investigators believe many of the items were stolen from the luxury Harry Winston boutique in Paris in a raid in 2008. BBC News.